grandson has asked me about my experiences from the 1977 flood. And I explained to him that that evening I was watching the baseball All-Star game on television, and the electricity went out, and consequently the TV went off. The lights went out, no telephone, no electricity. And I thought, well, it'll come back on shortly, so I'll just wait. So I sat there for a while, and that became longer and longer, and we lit candles and so forth to get light. And after quite some time, I decided to give it up and go to bed, because I had to go to work the next morning. So I got up in the morning, and the electricity was still not on. And the water, of course, ran, and that was fine. And it was a gas hot water heater, so we had hot water. And I cleaned up, no problem, got dressed. And I was an acting judge at that time in the county. And got my car and started going down the easy grade from Westmont into the city to go up to Evansburg. And they stopped me halfway down and said, you can't go any further. And I said, why not? Well, there was a major flood last night, Judge. I said, what? He said, there was a major flood in the city, and you cannot go into the city. It's impossible. There's a total breakdown in the city. There's water up to the first floor of many buildings. It's impossible to move down there. You'll have to find some other way to Evansburg. Well, I did, of course, and went back up to Westmont, over to Richland, and up 219 to Evansburg. When I got up there, of course, the electricity worked in Evansburg, and the telephones worked. And we started to gather information about what occurred in Johnstown. And there were problems, of course, that we were getting calls on to try and help with. And one in particular that I recall vividly was that I received a call from, it ended up being a doctor from Memorial Hospital, who explained to me that after they put him through to me, that he was the physician caring for, it was a set of twins who were just born several days before the flood, but needed an operation then and now. And they could not contact the parents who lived in Somerset, Pennsylvania, because there was no electricity, no telephone, no way to communicate from the city. And he was looking for some authority to perform the operation because he couldn't get the authority of the parents. And would I, as a judge, authorize it? Well, we got into a prolonged discussion about just what the operation was for and why it was necessary. And after that, of course, I was convinced it was necessary and that he should be permitted to proceed. And I said that I would enter a court order authorizing him to do that and protect him. And I told him to go ahead and do it and that I would dictate the order and sign it and have it delivered to him in Johnstown, which I did, and which he did. He performed the operation. And thank God it was successful, as it turned out. I, of course, was worried about it not being successful, but it was, and that was a relief, and I was thankful. And we got through that okay. And there were similar problems, not as crucial as that, but similar problems that they sought the help of the court to resolve, and we tried to help to authorize police to do certain things, cross municipal lines to help out and so forth. But in any event, it was a hectic time and a devastating time because the city simply was shut down.
Do you know anyone who went through any tragic losses?
Well, there were a lot of people who literally lost their homes. They were just destroyed down on the city level. They literally lost everything and had to have places to sleep, to be fed and cared for. And what happened was that they started using temporarily high school auditoriums or gymnasiums and so forth until they could bring in trailers to permit families to live in temporarily so they'd have a place to reside and to be housed. And then they had to be provided with food and all the necessities of life. And the government pitched in and helped a great deal, both on the state and federal level. And the congressman, Jack Murtha, and the state representatives worked very hard to help. And they did offer a lot of help. But there were tragic events. There weren't that many, thank goodness, lives lost, although there were some. I forget the number now, but it wasn't nearly what it was way back in 1889. But nevertheless, there were a lot of tragedies from the loss of homes and residences where people lived.
You explained to me earlier that crime actually went down during the flood?
I think it did. People really pitched in to help each other, and consequently, crime literally, from my recollection, went down during that period. Oftentimes, people take advantage of catastrophes and try to gain things, but the flood was so devastating that there was very little to be taken as such, and that the thing to do was to try and help people survive. So I think most people tried to help rather than to cause problems, and consequently the crime rate, I think, did go down.
Was the flood expected at any way?
No. It was a total surprise. That evening, the rain came in such a short period of time and so hard that it was unexpected and it was devastating.
How was Johnstown a month after the flood occurred?
It was still totally destroyed, but there was at least some accounting of how many properties were destroyed, and the major stores in Johnstown were literally out of business. The Penn Traffic Company, Washer Brothers, and other smaller stores were simply shut down and never came back, and that was a major problem.
Was your house affected or the place you were living at?
No. Personally, we lived up in Westmont, which is at a higher elevation up near the incline in that area, and we were unaffected by the flood, except for maybe a little water in the basement from overflowing from so much rain, but nothing significant.
How was the damage a year after the flood occurred?
It was still very much present, although people were getting reestablished and, in fact, moving. They literally moved out of the area, relocated, or established themselves in what became trailer courts outside the city. So a year later, you could really see the consequential damage from the flood.
How about 10 years later?
Well, 10 years later, you could see that obviously the Penn Traffic Company never reopened, Glosser Brothers never reopened. We did not have any major department store in the city of Johnstown. And there were just small stores and no shopping area like there was prior to the flood.
Do you think Johnstown still suffers today?
It does, and I'm not sure it'll ever recover to where it was prior to the flood. Because the steel industry literally shut down also. Although there are some small phases of it, but nothing like it was before. And it just is not going to recover.
Do you think any benefits came from it?
Very few, although, as I said, at the time people pitched in. And you could see a feeling of cooperation and help, which was very good, but it's not anything that can maintain a community as such economically. It was a good thing from the help standpoint.
Since we had three of these, do you think there'll be another one?
Well, if history repeats itself, yes, although I hope not. But, I have no idea. They say they run in cycles, but I don't know. Hope not.
Me neither. All right, thank you
for your help. You're welcome.